Hello and welcome to another episode of World Journey, where we learn how to embark on our life pursuits based on the Word of God. We are glad to have you join us on World Journey. What we do is that we take topical issues every week, search the scriptures to understand the mind of God, that we may apply our lives to them. If this is your first time joining us on World Journey, I want to assure you that we have over 18 or at least 18 episodes of World Journey that's available for your free download on Venerable Bona's website, that is ihanyiobona.com. You can equally stream them on your favorite podcast platforms such as Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Teacher, Amazon Music, Radio Republic. When you get to any of these platforms, just search for World Journey or Ven Ihanyiobona and you'll be able to find this podcast to download them. When you have them, please feel free to share with people. Make it a discussion point in your family. You can share it in your Bible study group and just let the Word of God spread. Tonight, World Journey, we are looking at a very important topic, and this is the last Sunday in the month of April 2023, and we are rounding off this month with a discussion on patience. This is a sequel to our discussion we started with the month with, which is on Away with the Love of Money, Living with Contentment, Ever-Present God, and the Diligence. And all we've been trying to study is Hebrews 13:5, where the Bible teaches us to get away with the love of money. And we started digging deeper into the subject matter up to the point where we understand that when the ever-present God wants to do his work in our lives, sometimes it takes time. And a lot of Christians actually lose out in the blessing of God for their life because of impatience. That's why I want to take a closer look at this subject matter of patience. We want to understand how to be patient, why should we be patient, and how to go about this patient walk with God. So our topic for today is following God with patience. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Dinwoke. I will introduce my guest after this short time, and please stay tuned.
Our faith in Christ did not just reconcile us to God, it ushered us into the Christ kingdom, where the Bible viewpoint is supreme. A genuine member of the kingdom is the one whose lifestyle is guided by Bible principles. On what journey, we search the scriptures to learn the mind of God so that we may conform our lifestyle to it. Welcome to What Journey. I am your brother in Christ, Venerable Ihanyi Chukwu Obona.
Welcome back to World Journey. In Hebrews 6:12, the Bible says, "Then you will not be sluggish, but will imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised." From that scripture, we understand the place of patience in inheriting the promise of God for our lives. And to do justice to this discussion we have today is Venerable Ihanyi Chukwu Obona, who is a servant of God that believes that as Christ is elevated, lives are liberated. And he's committed to teaching the Word of God across every platform that God gives him, with the hope that God will use his teachings to bless the lives of men. Venerable, thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Word Journey.
Thank you, and may we continue to elevate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
All right, Venerable, I must appreciate how much I've learned in the course of this series. This is the fifth of this episode of Ever-Present God and Away with the Love of Money. And thank you very much for taking your time to teach us in the course of this. Today we are looking at patience, and then I want us to start with clearing one ground. Why does God expect his children to wait when he's all powerful and can do everything? Why don't he just do, if he says, "I'm going to make you father of many nations," to do boom, father of many nations, va, just like movie or something like that? Why don't he do that?
Thank you for that question, but because before we proceed, let's lay a foundation. By that I mean from the topic, following God with patience. And the key word, following with patience. Again, remove following with patience and remove with. I look at patience. What is this key word, patience? It's an attribute or one of the fruit of the Spirit. God gave the fruit and he had commanded us to follow him with the same gift as a fruit. Now, very simply, patience is the ability to stay calm while you are waiting for an outcome that you need or want. If you look at that, another thing you will look at is trying to know that patience is about being calm, gentle, and unwavering. It is being tolerant when the going gets tough. It's about remaining steadfast and composed as you strive to make progress towards your ultimate goal. You have a goal. The ability to remain steadfast and composed. These are the simple definitions, layman's definitions. Now, if we have taken this, let's read one place in the scriptures. In Psalm chapter 37, verse 7 to 9, it says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his ways, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil." This particular verse has taken into consideration all the things I've already said in the definitions. Now, let's get to patience. There are three kinds. Before we enter these questions, answering the question, you have interpersonal patience, you have life hardship patience, and you have daily hassles patience. When you say interpersonal, you must be patient with other people, not only with God. Their demands, their failings. You may consider some people too slow. You consider them to be too slow in life. The Bible says be patient with them. There are people who are hard to understand. You look at them, they are hard to understand. You cannot understand them. Be patient with them. There are people you know down upright. They are unreasonable in their thought. Very unreasonable. The Bible says be patient with them. Now, when you now look at daily hardship in life, is another type of patient. What life throws to you, that is hardship. Hardship. Daily, every day you walk the street. Let me give you an example of this patient. You know, when you go to the bank and there is a queue, and you join the queue, and you wait there till you go to the ATM, what were you doing?
Waiting patiently.
Thank you. And what throws it to you is daily life hassles. Now, you look at, you exercise daily to achieve a long-time result, waiting for your retirement. While you work as a pastor, as a civil servant, as a public servant, as a private servant, whatever you do, what are you waiting for? Patiently for the day you will do what?
Retire.
From the very first day you were given employment paper, you started waiting for
your retirement.
So what were you doing all this while? Waiting. You boil rice and prepared a sumptuous meal in your home, and it was served hot. You kept quiet and being patient for it to do what? Cool down. And you now eat. So patience is the ability to wait for results that aren't going to come immediately. So having laid this background, why is God expecting us to wait? Because that's the question. He is an all-powerful God who can deliver results, but he still insists that you wait.
Why?
The seasons of waiting can be really frustrating. Don't think it's easy to wait. It may go from days to weeks. From weeks, it turns into months. From months, it turns into years. You wonder why God is making you wait this long. Then he's asking you to wait to prepare you for his promise. He is preparing us for what he has promised us ahead of time. Let's take an example of this man in the Bible. David waited to be king for nearly 15 years between the time of his anointing and the time he actually became a king. You know what it means? That a man was anointed a king. He waited for another 15 years. That 15 years was the 15 years of preparation. As far as the program and plan of God for David was concerned, he was tested. Exactly the same thing with a man like Joseph in the scriptures. You know, he was anointed as what?
A shepherd.
The 15 years was a period for God to convert him from a shepherd to a king. So, one of the reasons why God allows us to be patient with him is he is preparing us for what he, God, has promised us. Another man is Joseph. Joseph waited for 13 years. Abraham waited for 25 years. Moses waited for 40 years. Jesus waited for 30 years. Such a long waiting by this man, God preparing them for what he himself has promised. Another reason, he is teaching us how to be patient. Why you wait patiently for God to act on your behalf is that God is teaching you to be patient. You know, we often pray for patience to cultivate or that attribute or that gift of the Holy Spirit. We often pray for it. We are encouraged to pray to be patient. But do you know one thing? We also forgot that the only way to become patient is by being patient. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is like a seed. Let's take a seed now from that scripture. Seeds take time to grow into trees. Have you seen an iroko tree?
Yes, sir.
You know how long it takes an iroko tree to stand as an iroko tree? Years. So like that tree, for it to be planted, to sprout out of the ground and started growing to become an iroko tree, takes the tree what?
Time and patience.
So God's plan for our lives as his children requires patience.
One of another reason, he's strengthening our faith.
He wants us to fix our eyes on him. God may want to do something for you. Knowing the end from the beginning, he wants you to fix your eyes on him instead of the promise. He that promised is faithful. Do you want the promise more than you want God?
No.
So your faith is not in the promise, but it's in who?
God.
God. You know our father Abraham. Is he not the father of the faithful? Father of our faith. It's another example. Abraham loved and trusted God so that when God asked him to give up his only son Isaac, he willingly complied. No question. You know what he did? He patiently waited for 25 years before the arrival of Isaac. And God demanded Isaac. God was trying to strengthen his faith. My dear, where is your faith? Is it in the promise which I have fulfilled, or in me who gave Isaac? Abraham complied. Never ask God question who will replace Isaac if I kill him for as a sacrifice.
Okay. Thank you for that background on the idea about patience. I just felt able to understand patience. That's why I didn't bother going there. And then from what he said, God actually eventually comes through. But sometimes he takes, okay, let me not say sometimes it takes time, but
he may take time. See, let's not say for, you know, the Bible still says 1,000 years in your sight may mean one day before God, and one day may mean 1,000. If Jesus waited for 30 years for his manifestation, for him to go to the cross, die, and Moses waited for 40 years, Abraham waited for 25 years, Joseph waited for 13 years. Even in this life, we have seen men that waited for 25 years, for 30 years, for 12 years, before having issues, being blessed with children in their homes. So, for them, it may take time. A man waited for 38 years to be healed in the scripture. Mm. A woman waited for 12 years to be healed in the scripture. So waiting, your calculation of time is not God's calculation of time.
Are you trying to say that those who say God is slow, they are not correct? Because sometimes it appears as if what God, Satan will just do within a twinkle of an eye.
No,
God say, walk before me and be perfect and be taking 25 years.
No, it's amazing. A statement of fact. God can never be slow. Never.
My measurement. Our giving birth to children. And
yes.
10 years
our
after
measurement. You see the point that we have now. Our measurement of time is not God's measurement of time. It took Hannah years to deliver Samuel in the scriptures. Mm. Three of us.
True.
Samuel, one that took time, became a quality priest.
His word never failed.
Thank you for that. No, it's not the time. It's the quality. We are amazed at having children you are not having. What are they having? Wayward children in the street. And God gave you one that is a quality child. In everything, in all ramification, he is glorifying and blessing the name of God and lifting Christ up, and if your family is blessed for his life. And will you now compare your only son with that family that has 20? Sorry, I'm using that name. They have no purpose in life. So God, you are whom you are, and God deals with you. God is not expecting us to compare our life with other people's life.
But I serve a living God. My mates are making money. They are driving the finance of cars on the street. But I'm just managing as a secondary school teacher somewhere. Why can't God just, who is a miracle worker, just show forth and give me the money so I'll blow to like my mates?
Like I said, you know the story of Pharaoh and the children of Israel?
Yeah.
For an average person among the children of Israel, be slow. The day he wanted to deliver us, he would have delivered us out. But it took God 40 years, a journey of 40 days took 40 years. Within that period, the Lord may delay his answers so he can prompt us to confess our sins and turn back to him. He may delay an answer to your prayer because he is ever interested in your repentance, accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, being under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit than the promise. Because if he fulfills or answers you, he may lead you to death. And God says in his word, it is not my will that any soul should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. So instead of you perishing, he delays and then waits for you to repent. Waiting on the Lord isn't easy. Faith and trust are needed. If his answer is delayed, check these three things. In every man's life, you are asking God for something and you felt there is a delay. The first question, your focus is on who? Remember, I am now talking to a child of God. At this point, you have given your life to Jesus Christ. You've made him your Lord and personal Savior. You are allowing the Holy Spirit take absolute control of your life. And it seems that God is delaying. Who are you focusing on? On God or on the things you are asking? Remember, I say prayer is good. But people in prayer focuses on what they are asking rather on the person they are depending to answer the prayer. Who is God? Many people don't know when they fall into that small error. God is asking you, are you focusing on the prayer or focusing on me? The next thing you look at, what is your motive of asking? Are you asking for a wrong motive? Why are you asking for what you're asking? Is the motive to bless the name of God? Remember, it's our duty here to elevate what? To elevate Christ. If Christ is elevated, if you are asking, the glory will go to God. You know, when most times we ask and we receive the glory by the words of our testimony, we know whom we are glorifying. Now, the next thing is your motive for asking. Is he God honoring? That's who say that. The next thing is that you aren't, ask yourself, are you a habitual sinner? My ears are not deaf to hear. My hands are not too sure to deliver. But your sins has prevented me from doing what?
Delivering.
He has heard. He's ready. And you have only one person, the accuser of the brethren. God wanted to answer you speedily. The Bible says there was a delay in the prayer of who? Daniel. In delivery, the enemy stood until an angel, God sent the second angel to come and rescue the first, to deliver to Daniel the answers of prayer. God may delay because we ask for wrong reasons. So, if you ask God for something and it's for a wrong reason, remember I've talked about motive. Now, wrong reason. Sometimes God waits to answer our prayer because he trusts us to be able to make right decisions. Let me tell you, there are levels. If God is expecting you to make a right decision and you are waiting to ask Ask him. You are still praying, asking him for something. Why not ask yourself? Do I have what it takes? He has deposited something in you. You can make decision. And you are still praying. See, if you have a sick person around you, the person is sick and needed an attention of a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You start praying and asking God what to do. What will you expect him to do? You have the capacity. He has deposited the wisdom, the knowledge. He made you know a doctor that can heal that person or attend to that person. And you have prayed for healing. The Spirit of God is ministering to you. Go to the hospital. And you kept praying. And say God is delaying to give you answer. And the person dies in your hands. God is expecting you. Say, at this point, God waits. He waits to answer our prayers because he trusts us. God is trusting you to make a right decision. And you don't want to make a right decision. Decision is yours. So God puts us through suffering as we'll encounter various trials from time to time. These are trials. Period of trials seems period of what? Delay. We'll get to the point we'll use a full life of the activities of what happened to Joseph to demonstrate this. So when he does, we must be patient to let him accomplish whatever his purpose is. But we have a problem here. Time. We want the thing to happen according to our own timing. Not his timing. So many young men now are asking for money, prosperity. And God has declared and destined you that by 25 years, I'm making you a millionaire. But at 18, you are chasing money like money has become your God. The easiest thing that will happen to you is to soil your hands. Either you turn a kidnapper, a yahoo boy, a fraudulent person, a ritual killer. In all these things, the devil will quickly give you the word. Because I know you said the devil will answer us faster than God. And will take your life faster than God too. Ozibo. He gives you, he takes away. Simple. In Igbo we say, wetishi, bea wetishi.
What does it mean in English?
When you bring a head, you give a head. And collect a head. Satan will collect your own head. That quickly, in the dispensation, you are running faster than the program of God for you. So Satan will give you money quickly and takes your life easily. Two.
Okay. I want to understand why, even though God is ever faithful, his time is not our own timing, so he never fails. It might appear as if he's taking time, but we don't have the same counting system. So how come people of God can't wait for God's promise to manifest? But then, before you finish answering that question, my break time will be over. So we'll get into that question when we come back after the break. It's break time already on Word Journey. If you just joined us, Word Journey is a platform where we learn Bible principles that we may adapt our lives accordingly. Every week, our approach on Word Journey is that we take a topical issue, search the scriptures, understand the mind of God, that we may align our lives accordingly. If you just joined us, this week on Word Journey, we are looking at following God with patience. And Venerable Bona has explained that patience is the ability to wait for a result that is not coming immediately. All the results you want in life, the ever-present God that never fails us, the diligence you are putting into your work, your desisting from love of money will not automatically result in financial breakthrough overnight. And because that result is not coming immediately, we are learning today we have an assignment to wait on God. We have to follow God patiently. Now, we'll get into other aspects of this discussion when we'll come back after the break. Again, my guest has been Venerable Ihani Chukwu Obona. Please stay tuned.
Our faith in Christ did not just reconcile us to God. It ushered us into the Christ kingdom, where the Bible viewpoint is supreme. A genuine member of the kingdom is the one whose lifestyle is guided by Bible principles. On what journey? We search the scriptures to learn the mind of God so that we may conform our lifestyle to it. Welcome to Word Journey. I am your brother in Christ, Venerable Ihanichukwu Obonna.
Welcome back to Word Journey. It's still Word Journey where we learn how to go about our life pursuits based on the Word of God. This week on Word Journey, we are looking at how to follow God patiently. And my guest has been Venerable Ihanichukwu Obonna. Venerable, before we went on the break, I asked you a question about how come people of God know God is ever faithful. He does not ever fail in His promise, even though it may appear as if He's slow. But the Bible says that God is not slow as some count slowness. How come people of God still go around failing to wait on God to manifest His promises in their lives, like Abraham did wait for 25 years?
Okay, two reasons. First, it can be born out of hardship. When you are faced with a bad situation, you can't see how it can be possible or possibly good. So that situation makes people think it is not possible to wait. The second one is that when life is going really great for people, it can be easy to fall into the trap of forgetting about God. That is to say, a good situation may cause you not to wait on God.
If everything is good, why bother waiting on God?
Fine. But the life of a Christian is not that. God has made you rich, and therefore, you don't ask Him for anything in prayers any longer. You have forgotten about Him. Some of His promises, you won't even ask Him about it. And He has led many to error and loss. Remember the rich fool? He never knew that day that God would ask him of his life. So he forgot about the promises of God and life. But hardship, waiting on God is not only difficult. See, let it be clear that waiting on God is not only difficult. Sometimes it seems impossible to wait. You know, we will demonstrate this. We want things to happen in our own timing, according to our own plans. That's people now. But God doesn't operate in our own shadows and expecting that He will send one up for disappointment. He never sets anybody up for disappointment. So He follows His time. So waiting on God should not cause the believer to doubt or to worry. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. We are told, be anxious for nothing. We are told. So, the children of God, we, the children of God, we fail to wait simply because things are hard. We know it's impossible, but the owner of life is saying, wait for me. You know, our father Abraham, somebody that was shown the whole stars, and time and space is coming to him. I'm getting to 100. This man promised this in 25 years ago. I'm getting to 100. This woman, I may have the strength. But the situation around this woman and the womb is something nobody can control again. It's becoming dead. Sarah is alive. But considering biology and science, she's dead. It's a difficult situation for that man, Abraham, to sit down and wait.
So why was he able to wait for that long, knowing that almost everything is saying there's no point waiting, like you are wasting your time waiting?
Okay, Abraham waited because himself and the wife trusted God, and they waited patiently. There needs to be trust. If there's no trust, and you know when he was called the father of it, but he said that doesn't mean they waited perfectly. It may not be a perfect demonstration. Abraham waited for God. But that waiting is not a perfect waiting because of the issue of Ishmael. God ran away from Abraham after Ishmael for another 13 years. People have not decoded that from the scripture. It took God 13 years. So they had to wait again. They took matters into their hands. But grace covered them. And he still fulfills his promise in his perfect timing. That is where timing is concerned. Hey, this thing that we cannot have children again. Said I came with his trouble. Take my maid, let us. Is that the will of God? It's not the perfect will of God. We made for God. You know, we call it permissive will. When God will keep quiet. But let me ask a question. Is Ishmael not a son?
He is.
Is he not a child?
He is.
What was Abraham looking for?
A son.
A son. And he got what? A son. Through the back door. Ishmael was never and will never be part of God's program and will. So the simple word that helped them is faith in God. Trust in God. Patience was still around them. For the longer time he waited, but at the end, being a man, he did what he did.
I want us to go a bit more practical, especially in a manner that is relatable to what is going on around us.
Okay.
Abraham was a human being.
Yep.
And for that, he was just trying to get what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there are people who have taken Ishmael because they are 37 and no man is knocking on their door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking, how can a Christian stay and not go to take Ishmael? In this case, there are ladies who say, who are advising on social media, if you are 37 and no man is on your side, just get pregnant and born a child so you can have a child to shift for yourself. How will a young lady, say a young Christian lady, be able to resist the temptation to go and do a thing like that?
You know, we have said in this program, and I still insist and say, that is not the way of a Christian man or a Christian woman. Because the end of this life is that we will make heaven. And the way to heaven is by who? Accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior. Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Marriage, childbearing is second. Addition. Now, a young lady, I may be speaking to someone right now. You're of age. You are not married. And people are pushing you to get pregnant, to start having issues. It's not a good push. And I know there's no Christian lady that will accept that suggestion. Because marrying or not marrying, having children or not having children, is not part of God's program for going to heaven. The question, where is your focus now? That which you want to do, is it honoring God? Remember I said it. And practical example, if you wait patiently, is there anything too hard for God to do? I have seen people that are 50, 52, and they got married, and they had issues. Yes. Testimonies abound. So, if God has said, wait for me, why not wait for God? Why the rush? That's a Christian who knew the truth. And it seems as if days and years are gone past you. Were you the creator or the owner of life? What is important to you? To walk according to the plan and purpose of God, or to walk according to plan and purpose of your own making? The thing is straight. God is trying to say, we should wait on him. We have examples in the scriptures which we have mentioned. People waited for years to attend a certain position. And those positions which they finally got to, in this present circumstance, do not demonstrate that God is pleased with you. What if you have it according to your own will and God is not part of that, like an Ishmael?
That's about a young lady, but there's other cases where a Nigerian youth who is 5 to 10 years post NYC, he hasn't gotten a job, what we call a well-paying job. He's struggling to survive, and there's an Ishmael beside him. This time around, Ishmael of Yahoo Internet fraudster, Ishmael of all kinds of things. He's struggling. The person is tempted to take a woman, to have an Ishmael. In the course of waiting for, what I'm talking about is that we talked about Abraham's will not being a perfect wait. So how do we ensure we have perfect wait? What can this young man do, being tempted with poverty, being tempted with lack after graduation. And there doesn't seem to be anything well-paying job on the way. What does he do to be able to wait on God until the ever-present God gives him power to make worlds?
Waiting for 5 years to get a well-paid job is not an issue. Within that 5 years of your waiting, are there not what God has presented your way that will keep you busy? You know, when we talk about this post-graduation, post-youth service thing, I laugh. You graduated. Glory be to God. After youth service, there is no immediate work. According to your expectation, there are people, after graduation, aspiring to work in an NPC, and God brought a job in a farm, they will reject it. But they must go through process and time of waiting and training. See, apply this. A man was declared a king and had to wait for 15 years before the manifestation. Process of training from shepherd to kingship. After you service, you may not get the desired job, but those jobs that comes your way may be a ground where God wants to prepare you before you land on your big job. If you refuse it, you are refusing the preparation of God. And you wait for more than 5 years. If God has said 5 years, you must stay there 5 years. And you can't hit that job. So you just want to work in a very big firm and start working and become a disgrace to God and humanity. Meanwhile, the program of God for you is that you are the Joseph of our time. You are not going to become a king, but you are waiting for 15 years with small job, and then you graduated to a big job. See, this is life. Everybody did not go from crèche, nursery, primary, secondary, university the same time. You may be lucky you had a smooth ride, but somebody attended primary and waited, went to secondary and waited. At old age, he went to university. When his mate has finished graduating, he's still in the university. But after his graduation, God blesses and opens a door for him, and he's richer than people, and he's satisfied. So the rush has no meaning to God. What is important to God that he is taking you through a process that at the end of the day, he will receive all the glory. At the end of the day, you will inherit eternal life. That's the end of the story. Glory be to God. I'm in heaven.
Okay. Joseph waited for a while before. He waited. His own wait was very tortuous, from being thrown inside all kinds of things. So can we learn from Joseph that will help us be able to follow God patiently?
You learn suffering in patience from the life of Joseph. In his waiting, he's what? Suffering. You know, there are people that will be waiting and they will be enjoying. Eh? Why Abraham was waiting? He was so rich. Abraham was very rich in waiting. But look at the life of Joseph now. Even in your riches, in Abraham's riches, his own was not perfect. But let's look at this young man. If you have read, he said, when Joseph was 17 years old, started at 17. So with the standard today, when Joseph was about finishing or after secondary school, he was taken captive by his own brothers. You see, did anybody in the family of Abraham persecuted Abraham?
No.
Joseph started his suffering inside his own home. His brothers took him captive. The people that will give you succor now took you captive. A very big lesson. Not only they took him, they sold him. And in selling him, he became a total slave. A boy that wears coat of many colors was sold by. So we are learning in patience. There is suffering. No? That suffering may start from your home. Your immediate brothers and sisters in the church. You are fully born again. They can become your source of suffering. Joseph was a child of God, a child of Jacob. His brothers took off him and dealt with him. You know, there he moved on and moved on. He learned to mind, he said, practices mindfulness. He minded his business and accepted the current situation. One of the things I learned about Joseph, in every situation he finds himself, he accepts it. This is a situation of hatred from my brothers. Yet, I'm going to carry food to them in the wilderness. At a point, he was thrown into the pit. He accepted the circumstance. Because if not for today, he would have gotten stroke, depressed. But he accepted,
accepting impatience, accepting the current circumstance and situation you find yourself is something I learned from Joseph, his life.
Why he was sold to the Midianites, the second time sold to Potiphar. Inside Potiphar's house, he minded his business. He accepted the circumstance at that moment, becoming the manager of the man's home. And temptation again came from there. He was thrown into prison. In prison, he has eaten from the palace of Potiphar. Now, he went into prison. Inside prison, there and then, he accepted the situation and circumstances and actively building tolerance. We learn tolerance, his tolerance level. This woman accused me of what I did not do. Not only that, circumstances that he actively built a tolerance for being a bit uncomfortable. He found himself uncomfortable in different levels, in different situations. He tolerated it. He resisted the urge and itch. Don't act at every impulse. You know, you can tolerate. Not at everything that happens to him. He tolerated Potiphar's wife because that thing didn't happen in a day. He tolerated his brothers inside the prison. He tolerated people that were there with him. There was no feeling of rush in his life. What am I rushing to? He consciously slowed down everything because he has handed over his problems to his God. You know when the Bible says, cast your cares upon me, for I careth for you.
Yeah.
If a child of God believes that statement, what it meant is that, Father, I am willing to go all the way with you. Remember sometime I told you, there are gears in cars we call auxiliary gears. There is gear one for going through a rough road, a difficult hill. But there is gear five, auxiliary, for going through a road that is very swampy. When your vehicle is being held by clay on a bad road, you put it auxiliary gear. The same with God. If you try patience and it's not working, you put in it into a cold, long-suffering, and auxiliary gear to come out of. So Joseph never rushed into anything. Rather, he was very playful. He practiced acting like a child, not taking anything too serious. In the life of Joseph, you know, the Bible says he fled from the wife of Potiphar because he acted promptly. He never gave sin a chance to derail him. All that was happening around him and his life, he confessed at the end that when he told his brother, for this reason, do you know whether it is for this reason I went ahead of you to Egypt? That is a statement of a man that knows that for everything that happens to him, there's a plan and a purpose. And the owner of life, God at that time, was in charge and directing his affairs.
Okay. Job is another man that exercised a lot of patience with God. He started losing everything he had at some point, and lost a lot of them almost in one day. His old children in one day. And then he suffered leprosy for a while. Long enough for his wife to even wonder, like, what are you even doing?
Cause God.
So what do you think kept Job when ever present God, who the Bible said takes away our diseases and heals us from diseases, left Job and he was in this kind of situation? What do you think helped Job to stay focused, following God with patience, pending when God cured him of leprosy and restored what he lost?
Okay, we know everyone, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Even when I'm innocent in certain actions, my heart is guilty of rebellion against God. I am never perfect, and I always went my own way. in this particular life of Job. You know, Job argued with God, trying to make himself right before the eyes of God. It's simple pride. It's not good. Another thing there is, don't compare your lot to another person's wahala. I tend to compare my actions with others. It's not good. And don't dwell on the why question. That's what we call why. Why me? Why? This happened. What did I do now, Lord? How do I make the best of this? How can I learn from this? Should be our questions. Asking why is the wrong question. What is important is saying, what can I make best out of this that is happening? In the life of Job, if you look at his situation, after a while, by the time he says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. That's a statement that after all this, God, he never made this statement in chapter 4. He made it earlier at the beginning that his Redeemer God liveth. So he remained humbled. No, if we read the whole or the dramatized story of Job, you notice that his friends caused him more problem than when he was alone. So many times, as children of God, if you are passing through things in life that you do not comprehend, you require less people to be around you for you to focus on God. So Job remained humble. When you don't understand what the Lord is doing, the best thing for you to do is to bow in humility to his ways. His ways are not our ways. His ways are not our ways. The summary of it is that all these things we're saying is how it will benefit a child of God. And you know God is calling you this way. He has a program for you. And that program requires patience. And in patience, he's training you. And in this training, there's an element of suffering. That's the totality of what you said. Waiting on God patiently is a training process. In the training process, there's suffering. And there is growth. But at the end of the waiting, people will say the end justifies the means. And we Christians say it will always end in praise. Some of this praise will not be in your lifetime. There are the waiting you've waited that your children will take the blessings. There are the waiting you have done for years back that may take another 10 years for the manifestation of the result. The most important thing is he that has called us is faithful. So, and he's asking us to wait for him patiently. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us.
Okay, we talked about Ishmael, who is a product of imperfect waiting by Abraham. There are a lot of Christians that actually have Ishmaels in their life. Is there any way to throw the Ishmael away?
Working according to the plans of God for your life, mistake of Ishmael may be there. Allow the Holy Spirit, trust him to direct you. You know, in Ishmael's case, Abraham went and asked God a question. And God asked him, do what your wife did. Send
the girl and the lad
away. Did he or did he not send the lad and the girl away?
He did.
He sent them away. But do you know this one funny thing? That God blessed Ishmael too.
Yeah.
Thank you. The will of God, which we not understand. That child was born out of the will of God. But the child must leave. The mother was asked to go with the child. And they left. So, if there is such, you know, recognize, one of the things that recognizing there is an Ishmael, there's a mistake now. Abraham repented. God came back to him. It's a difficult period of 13 years in his life, going out of the will of God. But after 13 years, God restored him back. And that is what where the grace of God abounds for us Christians now. The grace is still sufficient. We repent of our evil ways. Come back to God. He will accept us. It's a period of backsliding. You come back. Remember the prodigal son? It's an issue of prodigal son.
Yeah.
When he came back, his father accepted him and restored him back. And he moved forward. So if there is any Ishmael in our lives or a situation that presents itself as Ishmael, God is requiring us to repent. And immediately you repent and come back to him, he will tell you how to deal with that Ishmael.
Okay. Now, just for clarity, Ishmael in this context represents everything you do trying to help God get the result.
Thank you.
Instead of waiting for him to provide that result.
Thank you.
This will bring this week's edition of World Journey to a wrap. Thank you very much, Venerable Bona, for being our guest and taking your time to teach us today.
Thank you for having me, and may the Lord's name continually be praised as we'll lift the name of Christ up.
Venerable Bona is a servant of God that believes that as Christ is elevated, lives are liberated, and is committed to teaching this word of God across every platform that God gives him. And his hope is that God will use his teachings to transform the lives of men. An episode of World Journey comes your way next Sunday. Thank you very much for sticking around up to this point. Please note that you can download other episodes and stream previous episodes when you go to Venerable Bona's website. That is www.ihanyobona.com. You can equally stream them on Spotify, Anchor FM, Stitcher, Radio Republic, Google Podcast. We'd like to hear from you. If you have a question you want to ask us, if you have a contribution, please go ahead and ask the question and send us your contribution. Get in touch with us either through email or WhatsApp. If you want to send email, send it to wg@ihanyobona.com. You can equally call, text, or WhatsApp 0803-7620-939. More episodes of World Journey is available for your download on ihanyobona.com. Until we bring you an episode of World Journey, may Christ be truly formed in every single one of us. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Dinwoke. Have a super productive week ahead of you.